Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzz with you today. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the Beef Checkoff in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
It came out this last week that seven groups had signed off on a so-called Memorandum of Understanding from the Beef Checkoff Working Group as the groups try to find a way to move forward on getting a vote successfully on a second dollar for the dollar head beef checkoff. One group decided not to sign the MOU. That was the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. And of course, one group had pulled out of the discussions altogether a couple of months ago, the National Farmers Union. Earlier this week, we were at the NFU convention in Wichita. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on their program. And one of the questions that came from the audience during his presentation had to do with the beef checkoff and his thoughts on that MOU.
Well, I would imagine that the groups that signed on to the MOU recognize that there is legislation that would be required to implement whatever it is they've all agreed to. So the path forward would be to see if that can happen. And obviously, there'll be folks who think it's a good idea and folks who think it's a bad idea. And with this Congress, who knows, right? Who knows?
The secretary did remind the audience that he had tried to come up with an alternate plan that it ended up that nobody really liked, including NFU.
I made an effort to try to figure out a way to get more money into this beef checkoff because, frankly, I do believe there's a need for additional research and additional marketing. If you look at the challenges domestically in the industry and the competitive nature of this industry with other protein sources, and then you look at the enormous trade opportunity, it, to me, more research and marketing is important. And then, you know, the dietary guidelines, the research that people are now wound up about, the recommendations, is based on a review of existing research. So if you're not doing enough research, then the body of research that the experts review will be less than it is in some other area. So it just makes sense to me we need more resources. Well, so I tried to get folks in a room, tried to get them to come to an agreement. That didn't work. So I said, well, shoot, I got the power to set up a second checkoff, add another dollar, and sort of devise a new way of doing this that may be more acceptable to a lot of folks and at least get more money into the system. Well, I realized very quickly when Roger used my cell phone that there wasn't going to be anybody, not even my wife and kids, who think that's a good idea. So I said, okay, fine. You guys figure it out. And you still haven't figured it out. So I don't know whether this piece of legislation is going to get through or not. You know, and if it doesn't, you got the same old, same old. At least with my idea, you would have tried something different. But I know what I'm licked.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the efforts to increase the dollar head beef checkoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.